Welcome to a new episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes highlighting research at the University of Texas at El Paso, partially in celebration of the 100th birthday of this institution. Today's guest is Professor Elizabeth Walsh from the Department of Biological Sciences. And Elizabeth Walsh, welcome.
Thanks, Keith. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Tell us a little bit about what you do. What's your research?
Well, my research is on the ecology and evolution of freshwater invertebrates. These are very small animals that are very important players in aquatic food webs.
So-called rotifers?
Yes, it includes rotifers and several other groups as well, but primarily rotifers. And these are the smallest multi-celled animals on the planet.
And what's so interesting about these little buggers?
Well, a number of things are very interesting about them. First, as I mentioned, they're very important in aquatic food webs because they eat bacteria and algae that are smaller than them and convert the energy into that into biomass, which then serves as food for higher trophic levels for almost all organisms bigger than a rotifer eat rotifers. So they're very important for natural systems. They're very important in aquaculture. They're used for food for prawn aquaculture, fish aquaculture around the world.
So could you say that the health of the rotifers in a freshwater system is an indicator of the health of the water in general and the ecology in general?
Yes, there have been several papers published on using rotifers as ecological indicators for the health of freshwater. There's some species that have very low tolerances to differences in pH and other chemical factors in the water. So, yeah, they have been used for that as well. And one of our studies that we've been working on is characterizing the zooplankton, which rotifers are one of that group, that characterize freshwaters in the Chihuahuan Desert in Mexico and the U.S. So we spent about 4 years sampling over 200 water bodies in the Chihuahuan Desert looking at the biodiversity of these fascinating small organisms. And we found that in the Chihuahuan Desert, although it's dry in our aquatic systems, we have about 12% of all the rotifer species described in the world found here in the Chihuahuan Desert. And we have a lot of species that have never been found anywhere else.
When you talk about water sources, are these seasonal? Or are you talking about lakes, underground lakes perhaps, which are there all the time?
We're talking about springs. Some of them are flowing all the time. Some of them are perennial or they dry occasionally depending on rainfall. We're talking about temporary water bodies like out at Waco tanks,
okay.
The little rock pools that fill, large playas in the desert. We sample them all.
So where do the rotifers go when there's no water? How come they suddenly reappear?
Well, that's one of the fascinating things about them is that they have the ability to form special membranes around their embryos that allow them to persist during dry times. So they form what's called a resting egg, and those eggs can be in the sediment for hundreds of years and then hatch again. In fact, eggs of another group, the cladocerans, eggs have been hatched from sediments over 1,000 years old.
How do you age an egg?
Well, you have to age the egg by aging the sediments in which they're found. So people do coring down into the bed of the lake, and then they can tell by the pollen grains that are in the sediments how old the layers are.
What a fascinating career you have studying little rotifers. Elizabeth Walsh, Professor of Biological Sciences, thank you for being here on 100 at 100. Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.